we're going to be thanking him. But there's a word that God put in my heart. You know, we always share the word of God before we do anything, because God's word is his power. Amen. Amen. And I want us to look at Philippians chapter 4. And that's a scripture that some of us are familiar with. Philippians chapter 4, it says, don't worry about anything. You know, worry is a deadly thing. And, you know, the temptation to worry comes to all of us. The things that will make us worry, you know, if you're a student, maybe you're worried about the subjects, the exams that are coming up. If you're a parent, you're worried about your children, or worried about bills and many other things. You know, so many things to worry about in our world. If you're in a relationship, you might be worried about that. So many things that bring worry. For business people, it could be your business, sales, and customers coming in and all of that. So there's a lot to worry about. And so the Bible says, do not worry. Not about some things. Do not worry about what? Anything. Why is that? Because worry is deadly. Have you noticed? In fact, it's on record that worry kills more people than any disease in the world. Worry is high on the list of killers in the world. Fear and worry, anxiety, they kill more. They cause destruction. So you would have thought that a good father, God who is a good father, will want to tell us to avoid it, isn't it? And he says, don't worry about anything. Now, that sounds like a tall order, isn't it? How am I going to live my life without worrying? That's why we need God. We cannot do it in our own strength, in our own power. It is absolutely impossible for the human person on their own strength, on their own power, whether you're a child, you're an adult, you cannot stop worrying in your own power. Look at what it says. Instead, pray about everything. Pray about everything. So he tells you what not to do, then it goes on to tell you what to do. Because when you are praying, you are not worrying. You see, so it's kind of giving you the answer to worry. See, every time worry comes to you, you turn to God. Because prayer is talking to God. You're talking to God. You can express all the things that are bringing worry to you, express them to God. And the Bible gives us these guidelines, and we'll see the results. It says, tell God what you need and thank him for all that he has done. I want us to look at it in the New King James Version. The New King James Version. So it says, be anxious. So another word for worry is what? Being anxious. Being anxious. It says, be anxious for nothing. The other one says, don't worry about anything. This one says, be anxious for nothing. Let me tell you, there's nothing worth worrying about. Nothing. And you may think, well, you don't know, Pastor, you know, I've got to worry about this. Worry takes from you. Worry takes from you. It takes something precious that you already have. See, if you were rejoicing, if you were having a party and rejoicing, and maybe a birthday party, whatever kind of party, the moment you turn to worry, the joy goes, you see. Because worry comes to take from you. And so it says, be anxious for nothing. You see, the word anxious means to be greatly troubled by uncertainties. You see, many times worry is about something that hasn't happened. Hallelujah. It is uncertainties. It is uneasy and apprehensive thought or emotion about uncertain events or matter. So it also means to be troubled in mind. You know, the if you look at the word etymology about anxiety, it actually means to choke someone, to tighten their neck, as if to choke them. That's what worry is. So every time I'm worrying, that's what I'm actually doing to myself. And worry can affect your joy in life, just like I said. Worry can affect your countenance. It can affect your mood. You see. And the people you live with can suffer because you are always worried. But there is an answer for it. Hallelujah. It says, but in everything. You see, in one place it says, don't worry about nothing, anything. Don't worry about anything. Be anxious for nothing, nothing. And I want to let you know that this week that we have prayed, God has ensured that we have an answer to worry. Amen. We will never worry again. And guess what? Worry, thoughts of worry will come, but we will not entertain it anymore. Amen. Hallelujah. So it says, be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication. Supplication just means making requests. So the answer to worry is what? Prayer. Talk to God with thanksgiving. Obviously, you are thanking God that I know you have heard me and I know you will answer. And let your request be made known to God. Now, let's see what will be the result of our prayer. What will be the result of not worrying and praying to God? It says, and the peace of God. See, peace is the answer, ultimate answer to worry. If you are at peace, you will not worry. The reason I am worrying, for the word worry also means to be troubled, to be uneasy, to be unsettled. So it says here, the peace of God. Now, many times when we pray, we're thinking, you know, if I prayed for my job, I'm looking for a job first, isn't it? I'm thinking God is just going to send a job. Yeah, God has sent it, but the first thing God sends to you is peace. He wants you to stop worrying about the matter. That's the first thing. Whatever you're worried about, whatever you ask God for, His answer is His peace. So my target when I'm praying is peace. Because once I have peace, I am now settled and ready to receive what God has given to me. Because what is anything in the world without peace? If you had all the money in the world and you don't have peace, the person will be troubled. If you had everything that you needed in life, you had your GCSE, you've passed it, you've done it, but no peace. So we need peace, amen. He says, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding. So it's not an ordinary peace. This kind of peace is unexplainable. So once you talk to God, it gives you a kind of peace that even you don't understand. You know, you're in the midst of so much chaos and a lot of things going on, and you just have peace. You have peace. And you're wondering, how am I at peace? You know it's the peace of God. Amen. You know, Jesus, when he was leaving in John chapter 14, he told the disciples, do not let your heart be troubled. Don't let it be troubled, because now they are troubled that the master is leaving. We're going to have so many issues, so many troubles. How are we going to deal with all the things that we have to deal with? He says, don't be troubled. And he goes on to tell them, he says, my peace I leave with you. See, I'm giving you the answer to every trouble in the world. My peace is the answer to your prayer. See, my peace I give to you. My peace I leave with you. So nothing is worth worrying about. Amen. Isaiah 26 in verse 3, it says, you will keep him in perfect peace. See how important peace is. Whose mind is stayed on you. This is what God gives. He gives perfect peace. Perfect peace. I really want us to begin to value peace. You know, when there is peace in a home, that home is prosperous. There'll be joy. There'll be laughter. There'll be all things that you need. Peace is what we should search for first. If there is peace in the nation, can you imagine? That's the reason we can all go out. You can plan and say, tomorrow I'm going to go here and there. If there was war in the nation, you can't plan. You can't make any plan. You don't know what tomorrow holds for you. You don't know if it's going to be in your house tomorrow. It's going to be anywhere else. So peace is something we individually should search for. Peace is what the world should be searching for. Amen. Because Jesus is the Prince of Peace. He's the Prince of Peace. You will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is what? Stayed on you, on you. So our minds have to be stayed on him. That's what prayer does. Prayer takes your mind to God, isn't it? So all of this week, I trust that those of you who joined the prayer, even if you didn't join, you're here tonight, amen. You can stay your mind on God and take your mind off of everything else that is troubling you, that is worrying you. Everything else, say, I'm going to drop you tonight and I'm going to put my eyes on the Lord. Whatever it is, guess what? Whatever it is has not stopped you from coming here today. Whatever it is, whatever you've been worried about all over all these years has not stopped you from waking up and getting up and hopefully eating your meals. Amen. Because you're all looking very well. It means you've been eating well. So peace, it will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on you because he trusts in you. So tonight, we're going to be thanking God over those prayer points, and we're going to be saying, Lord, we thank you because we have perfect peace concerning everything that we've asked for. Whatever you need, whatever you've asked of God, you can say, Father, I thank you because I have perfect peace concerning that thing. So